Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guest is here to give us an update on the Southeast Alaska Food Bank. Welcome, Manager Darren Adams. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So the Southeast Alaska Food Bank. First off, where are you guys and who do you serve?
We are on Crazy Horse Drive, which is near Don Abel. Our physical address is 10020. So the best way to find us is to go to the Fairweather Horse Stable and look across the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's your physical location.
Yes.
You collect food there mostly?
Yes, we collect food from grocery stores, food drives, private donations. We serve 34 member agencies here in town, nonprofits such as JAMI, the Ware Shelter, the Glory Hall, Resurrection Lutheran Church does a food pantry, and they get a lot of the food they pass out from us. Same with Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, Zach Gordon Youth Center, you name it. If it's a nonprofit here in town and they distribute food or serve food, they probably get a good portion of that food from us.
Do you often deliver to them or do they come to you?
They come to us. We're open 6 days a week for member agencies and individuals as well.
All right. Where would you say you get your most of your donations from?
You know, during the week, we have a team of people who go out and pick up food from Fred Meyer, Safeway, Super Bear, Foodland, Costco. You know, it truly is amazing how many people help the Southeast Food Bank feed the thousands of people who are at risk of going hungry in our community.
Do you find that it's the stores themselves donating the food or people that go to the stores to buy food?
The stores themselves. We're a Feeding America affiliate, and a lot of the grocery stores have corporate agreements with Feeding America to donate any surplus food to Feeding America affiliated food banks.
Got it. Thinking of our listeners out there right now, if they want to contribute to the food bank, what's the best way to do that?
Well, we're at 10020 Crazy Horse Drive. We are open 6 days a week. I'm there by 8:30 in the morning. We're usually there till about 1:30, sometimes later during the day. We have a donation drop box that's accessible 24/7 in front of our building. And then if those hours don't work, or if someone wants to drop off a donation to me, my cell phone number is 907-209-7801. We're also on Facebook. Just look up Southeast Alaska Food Bank. And, you know, we do food drives all year round, or groups do food drives for us. So that's always an easy way to donate.
And listeners, get out your pencils and pens. We'll give you those numbers and addresses here again in a minute. Speaking of food drives, you have one this weekend, right?
We have a huge food drive coming up on Saturday. The three Rotary Clubs are teaming up to do a huge food drive for us. We will have groups at Foodland, Super Bear, and also at Fred Meyer. First Student Bus Company has donated the use of their buses for the weekend. So we're going to have a bus at each location, and the goal is to fill those buses to help fill the food bank.
Got it. So as our listeners go shopping this weekend, what's the go-to? What do you need the most?
You know, there's no right or wrong thing to donate. Some examples of our more in-demand items are peanut butter, jelly, canned fruit, chili, soup, rice, mac and cheese. But, you know, in reality, I'm allowed to accept any non-perishable item that you would find in a grocery store. About the only things I cannot accept are homemade items and also outdated baby food. So if someone has their heart set on donating diapers or cleaning supplies or anything else that you'd find in a grocery store, we can accept those as well.
Give me that list again. That was peanut butter, chili, mac and cheese.
soup, rice, canned fruit. You know, these food drives are a great excuse to do some spring cleaning and figure out what you might have bought a case of at Costco that you can live without a can or two of. You know, and the stores are always looking to promote the Southeast Food Bank. Both IGA stores sell $10 donation bags that are made up of key food bank items that are already packaged up and ready to go through a register. So if you're out shopping and you don't have time to shop yourself, just pick up a bag or two, and it's a win-win for everyone.
Let's say one of our listeners is a person in need or
sure.
needs food. How is the best way to contact you, and are there requirements for them to receive your services?
We hand out food every Saturday morning to individuals free of charge. We open up at 8:30 every Saturday, and we stay open for approximately an hour, sometimes a little longer, depending upon the demand and how much food we've got to give out. For example, this past Saturday, we had about 65 or 70 people show up, and we handed out between 26 and 2,700 pounds of food.
Wow.
Yeah. So I tell people if times are tight for whatever reason, and we certainly don't need to know those reasons, to come to the food bank before you go grocery shopping, because even if you can get a couple loaves of bread or gallons of milk or whatever from us for free, it might help you stretch your budget.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the manager of the Southeast Alaska Food Bank, Darren Adams. They are at 10,020. Is that how you say the address?
Yeah, something like that.
10020 Crazy Horse Drive.
Yes.
Out by Don Abel's.
Yeah. We're at the very end of the road there on Crazy Horse. So if you've hit some private property, you've gone a little bit too far. But we've got a big sign out by the road with a big red arrow above it pointing back towards our building.
If you have questions, you can call Darren at 907-209-7801.
Yes.
Find you on Facebook as well.
Facebook,
Southeast
too.
Alaska Food Bank. And this weekend is the big Rotary Food Drive.
The Rotary Food Drive kicks off a very busy spring. We've got this food drive this month, and then in early April will be the Boy Scout and Cub Scout Scouting for Food Drive, which will be April 13th. And that's an easier food drive to contribute to, because the Scouts will go around the weekend before and pass out bags on people's doorsteps and doorknobs. And all you've got to do is fill up that bag, and the next Saturday morning, the Scouts will come door to door and pick up those bags and transport them to the food bank.
Okay. And remind us which stores are participating this weekend?
So it'll be both Foodland IGA and Super Bear IGA, as well as Fred Meyer.
Okay. Darren Adams, thanks for coming on the show today. Representing the Southeast Alaska Food Bank, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to thank people for their overwhelming generosity. We are on pace to distribute 500,000 pounds of food this fiscal year. When I first started doing this in 2005, we were distributing just under 200,000 pounds. So it's grown enormously over the years, and I'd just like to thank people for their continued support of what we do.
All right. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you. Food bank boogie to the break of dawn.